T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio, live and local in the nation's capital. This is AWOD here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan, and always available on the Odyssey app. The theme of this show has been the clock is ticking. It's now or never for the 2025-2026 Washington Commanders. Have you given up on this season? If you have not, what's it going to take for Washington to win Sunday night against the Seahawks? Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. I'd like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Alan in Maryland. Alan, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, you're next on Sports Call. Hello.
What's up,
shout
Alan?
Shout out to Ken Beatrice, who famously said most NFL games are lost and not won, and the Bears game was typical of that. They should have won that. They lost it. However, just let me regurgitate a couple thoughts I had. Going into the season, I didn't think we did enough on defense. Okay, but having said that, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Mike Sanistrell, I think he's got promise. A lot of the players they have a lot of promise, so I do feel bad about Joe Witt. I don't think he reacts quickly enough. Cliff Kingsbury, I just wish he would stop slamming Bill up the middle. How about a pitch out? You know, something different. Maybe an end around. A couple things that he doesn't throw, you know, laterally, you know, down the sidelines to the receivers. You know, maybe a seam route. You know, he did that to Bates. You know, and then that was a beautiful play, but they don't hit anything up the seam. Just go downfield more. What are your comments?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like Cliff Kingsbury has his best game when his back's against the wall. I mean, there were people that were upset a few weeks ago, and he called it a great game. I think he'll have a good game plan here. I agree. Last week was awful. It felt like every play was sideways or a run up the middle for no gain. I don't know what the hell that was, but it wasn't working. And so, yeah, I mean, where's the end around been with Deebo Samuel that we did in the preseason? Like, where is some of the creative designs in the rushing attack? We're going to need that from Cliff Kingsbury. And look, I think there are some players on defense with promise, but they have not been playing as a team, and that's what needs to change this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think about Bobby Wagner as a edge rusher? He's on the field. He makes tackle. He's good in close spaces like that. I mean, I know he's a leader on the field.
I think he's only good right now in between the hash marks. Like, he's got to be right in the middle of the field, and you can rush him up the middle. You can back him up the middle. You can let him cover pretty much the middle of the field. He's not fast enough right now to cover the sidelines, and I don't think at edge rusher he would, you know, beat his guy and get to the quarterback. But on some of these, like, cross-dog blitzes up the middle, we've seen him have success. Good call, man. I appreciate you. Yeah, one more question? All right, we'll talk to you again next time, Al. Let's go to Eli in D.C. Eli, you're on the fan with AWOD.
What's going on, AWOD? Appreciate you taking my call, man.
Is the season over, man?
It's not. It depends on what we are asking for. What are you looking for?
I mean, you've been my vibe guy, man. Last week was pretty bad.
Yeah, and surprisingly, they did everything I was hoping for them to do last week. Even though they didn't come out with the W, I still think that in the first half, you saw things that now you can challenge them on and say, I saw the speed that I needed. I saw the physicality that I needed. And this is what I need regardless of the score. I don't care. When we field for 60 minutes, that's how I need you firing off the ball. They were slow at times in the season. They just seemed like they were a tick faster just because they were more physical. So, and I think if they could just remain more physical, I'll feel happy knowing that the seeds that we initially said that would be sown for this team are still present.
I've been very underwhelmed by the offensive line. It's been one of the most disappointing parts of the season. I really thought we were going to, especially when Cosby came back, I thought we were going to run people over.
Yeah, it's the ask. I think it's how they're asking them to move early in games. The responsibility of the offensive line isn't just to fire off traditionally run blocking up the, up the gut, just certain things that you see the teams do early in games. Washington, it's almost like we want to get into this speed thing, keeping you on the field so fast early that we haven't gotten through our script. You see, last week, this just felt like last week was the first week in a while I had seen the script seem like they had looked and said, this is what we're going to do, and they have to continue this. It can't really be. I love to see Ben Sennett out there. He caught a pass that I don't think no one in the stadium thought he was going to get.
Right.
He saw guys making things because he's in the block. So if he
that's the thing though, is that we got to stop this where we have a good drive from the 20-20, and we need to finish it. That's what the difference was in the Chiefs game.
The defense gave us the best that they had. If we rewarded the defense with 21 points, I think they would have came out the second half with their hair on fire because they would have looked around and said, "We got a shot." Now with the defense, they saying that. You should have rewarded the defense with 21 points. There were 21 points that were available for Washington. Now, that alone lets me know that we aren't ready to capitalize on situations. The good teams, they figure out a way to capitalize on the situations that they're given. If you can't capitalize on your situations consistently, you can't be a good team in this league consistently.
Yeah. And you just have to hope that Jaden will make the most of those opportunities.
Yeah, and he's going to be fine. He just needs more time. They need to slow things down. You saw Marcus. He looked like he was so zoned in. He was dialed in. Now, and I know that means that Jaden is capable of having and even being more dialed in. So they just need to protect, give them an opportunity. McNichols, you said they put him on the field earlier because you could tell that they reviewed all of the tape. If you perform, you're going to play. Jeremy McNichols was performing too well to not be in the game until four. Look how much different, how many more opportunities. He's on the sideline going up to first down. Get him up. Okay, great. Now we have another opportunity. Find the guys who can keep you on the field through certain situations and then move forward. And if they can do that, I'm happy.
Yeah, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. And I like what you said. Like it does feel like, all right, the Cowboys game was rock bottom. We lost 44-22, embarrassed by our arch rivals. Dan Quinn's embarrassed because he used to coach in there. I mean, basically got out-coached by Schottenheimer Jr., and we got embarrassed in that game. And it started with the final, 21 seconds of the half with the way they went right down the field. But I like the way he said, you could tell from the Chiefs game, they reviewed every play, all film, all 22, everything from that Cowboys loss, everything from so far in the season, and they made changes. And guys that were deserving more opportunities were getting more opportunities. McNichols was one of them. McGee was out there. Tyler Owens was out there. I thought that they made changes, and it worked. And that's what you want from your coaching staff. That's what you want. I love that about Dan Quinn and Cliff and Joe Witt Jr. And I thought Cliff had a terrific first drive down the field. And it's not his fault that the ball went right between Debo's hands. And I do think that Debo is distracted by the fact that Terry McLaurin was in the wrong spot. Terry McLaurin was lined up in the wrong spot. Would have been nice if he was there at training camp, and then he would have known the plays. But the ball goes right through Debo's hands. It was just the worst luck ever because he dropped it, and it bounced right into the lap of a guy who I think they said had never picked off a pass in high school, college, or the NFL, and then just was gifted one. But then we had our opportunities when Lattimore made his play or when Wagner picked off the drop by Travis Kelce. Like, that doesn't usually happen. Mahomes threw two picks, and Travis Kelce dropped an easy first down, and we didn't make the most of it. And if Jaden Daniels, I think, had a 4th and 6, and if Jaden Daniels had a 4th and 1, I almost guarantee you he's converting one of those because he did 82% last year. That's hopefully going to be the difference this weekend, is Jaden Daniels out there. As good as Mariota played, he just doesn't have the it factor that Jaden does. He doesn't. And I thought he played solid, but I thought his pocket presence let him down a little bit. I thought, as good as Mariota is on his decisions of when to keep it, when to pull it on those read option plays, I think he got a little selfish. I think he was like, hey, it's a big moment, Monday Night Football. This is where I know I can make my play. I get 20 yards when I keep it. And he kept it for like 6, and then he kept it for like 2. The Chiefs, they knew it was coming. Spagnuolo's a hell of a coach, one of my favorite defensive coordinators. I hope Cliff Kingsbury will do what Steve Spagnuolo's done. All right, you had your opportunity to be a head coach. You're a damn good coordinator. Don't leave. Try to win Super Bowls. Spagnuolo could have been a head coach again. I've interviewed him 2 years in a row at the Super Bowl. He has no interest in leaving. He's locked in with Andy Reid. Maybe he would take over for Reid if he retires. I don't think so. I think those guys, they've been friends since they worked together for like 40 years. They met at like UMass. And Spagnuolo's coached all over the planet. But he is such a great coordinator there in Kansas City, and you got to give him credit the way they got after Mariota and blanked us the entire second half. Because the offense, even though they weren't scoring in the first half, they were going up and down the field, and that gave me confidence. And then I got to say this right now. I was so sure that when we scored too quick. When McLaurin caught it, I thought we were screwed. I really did. 1:03 was on the clock, I think, with Mahomes. With Patty Mahomes, they're going to go down the field and get a field goal. They didn't. That is massive for our defense. That's huge. And that's a building block right there of seeing something successful happen in a game, watching it on film, and knowing you guys were in the right spot at the right time. You made the right plays to get off the field. That is so difficult to not let them get past midfield. To force a punt like that on the final drive of the half, that was massive. And obviously, they came out lifeless in the second half. But I think that is something they can build on successfully, and hopefully they can do that again this weekend, because we're going to need to do something like that where we used the time management wisely and we eliminated a possession from the opposition. That's complimentary football right there. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Use it like I do to rewind, run some errands, pause the show, and then pick up right where you left off. The chapters are labeled for you, which I always love. So then I know I can hit the skins or dive into some NFL content on any of the shows that we air here on 106.7 The Fan. It's time for favorite segment for the WOD squad, the AWOD Army listeners out there that like to bet. We're going to go around the NFL with NFL hits here on AWOD Radio and AWOD's picks. We'll start with the Sunday slate here, 1 o'clock CBS, Bears-Bengals. So, Cincinnati, offensively, has been much, 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 much better with Joe Flacco. And I have not lost faith in the Bengals because they lost to the Jets 39-38. They scored 38 points. You know what I don't think the Chicago Bears can do? Score 30-plus points. And I'm a Caleb believer. But when is he going to do that? His highest for this season is 31 against the Cowboys. They just lost to the Ravens without Lamar, with Snoop Huntley. That defense was all over them. I am taking the Bengals. I'm taking the Bengals plus 2.5. Lock that in. Vikings, Lions. I don't care who's the quarterback for the Vikings this weekend. McCarthy, ankle injury. Looks like he's back at practice and will get the start. But the Lions will roll. They'll roll past the Vikings. They'll roll to victory here. Detroit minus 9.5. I'm taking it. Panthers, Packers. I believe this is the biggest line on the weekend. Second biggest, because Rams, Saints is actually bigger. But Green Bay's given 13.5 at home against the Carolina Panthers. I think Green Bay keeps the door open in this one. I think Green Bay wins the game for sure. But I think they keep the door open a little bit. Carolina has been able to run the football, and I know they're coming off of an awful defeat to the Bills, 40-9, but Buffalo was coming for them that game. Buffalo was coming off of a bad spot. So I think Carolina will stick in this game because they can run the ball, and I just haven't seen Green Bay's offense, you know, hit the highs of the highs like they did earlier this season. I know they were good against the Steelers last week, but yeah, I'm giving me 13.5 here, so I'm taking Panthers plus 13.5. Lock that in. 1 o'clock on Fox. 1 o'clock on CBS, Chargers Titans. And I do not like what's going on in Nashville. I'm a Cam Ward fan, but this is, I mean, you got drafted into one of the worst situations in football right now. The Colts embarrassed them. The Patriots embarrassed them. The Raiders embarrassed them. That's all we need to say right there. This one's going to be an easy Chargers dub. Give me the Chargers minus 9.5. Falcons, Patriots. Atlanta, it feels like their season's on the line here. Raheem Morris is getting back into the hot seat as they looked awful against the Dolphins, awful against the Niners, two losses in a row now. They've dropped out of the NFC South race, really, because Tampa's now up to 6-2. Atlanta, Bijan Robinson was awful last week. He had one of his worst games of his career, fumbled all over the place. New England's one of the hottest teams in football. I haven't really fully bought into the Patriots winning that division, right? To me, the Bills are going to get them. When is that coming up? December 14th. Like, I almost guarantee the Bills do not lose both games this season to Mike Vrabel's New England Patriots. But the Patriots are going to be a playoff team. I don't think they win the division, but I think they're a wild card team, and I think they win this game, inch closer to, you know, proving to everybody that they are a playoff team. So give me New England minus 5.5 at home against the Atlanta Falcons. 49ers against the Giants. And I feel bad for the Giants and their fans. I really do. They had some really cool youth and excitement from Scataboo with Jackson Dart. He suffers that awful injury. San Francisco, it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. It's all about Christian McCaffrey. That's when he plays well, the 49ers win games. It's as simple as that. He's one of the most dynamic players in the National Football League. Last week, he had 8 carries for 25 yards. What do you know? They lose. The week before that, 24 carries for 129 yards. What do you know? They win. The week before that, he catches 8 passes for 82 yards. What do you know? They win, right? Oh, they lose the last one before that. He only had 49 yards on the ground. McCaffrey's everything. McCaffrey is everything for the 49ers. He is their team. And so they're going to need him to play well to get the win. And I think he will. Because I know that Giants defensive line is great and they've got so much speed there. But I think that Christian McCaffrey will be able to leak out. I don't think he's going to run for that many yards against the Giants. I think he'll probably do what he did like he did a few weeks ago. I think he'll catch 7 passes for 80 yards, and that'll be the difference in this one. Give me San Francisco minus 2.5. All right, let's get to A1's upset alert of the week. I think the Colts are, right now, the best team in football. And that's only because of their record at 7-1. I don't really think they're the best team in football. And I think they will come crashing down to earth against a Pittsburgh Steelers team that is having their own issues. But this is a bounce-back week for the Steelers defense. I think they limit Jonathan Taylor, and they make the Colts one-dimensional. And you see Daniel Jones might throw a couple picks, and he's going to have maybe a sack fumble. This is the game here where everyone's like, all right, Mel, maybe the Colts aren't really that good. Maybe they're going to win their division but lose in the first round of the playoffs. So I've actually locked this in as a breakfast bet with my co-host in Richmond, Michael Phillips. I'm in. Steelers plus 3.5 at home with Aaron Rodgers and a defense that needs a better performance here. I think they will get that. And I think if you make the Colts one-dimensional, and it's been hard because Jonathan Taylor's been the MVPs, first in carries, first in yards, first in touchdowns. But if you make Daniel Jones beat you by himself, I think that you're on to something there. I think you'll be in this game. And I think this Steelers defense, the collection of the players are better than what we've seen, which is a bottom 10 defense in points against, a bottom 10 defense in yards. I think this is going to be a big spot for them to make a statement win and to have the confidence that they can win their division again with Baltimore right on their ass now. So Steelers plus 3.5 is my upset pick of the weekend. Broncos, Texans. Houston minus 1.5. I kind of believe in Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos now, and they're rolling. They're able to run the ball with Dobbins, with R.J. Harvey. And my goodness, if they weren't having success running the ball, you'd hear everyone calling Sean Payton stupid for letting Javonte Williams go in the seasons he's having with the Cowboys. But Bo Nix, the touchdown to interception ratio has been really good. They're scoring a ton of points this year. They're top 10 in points per game. And Houston's offense just isn't the same here. C.J. Stroud is, I think he played better last week. But I'm going with Denver in this one. Give me Denver plus 1.5. Jacksonville against the Raiders is my dud game. I just think that Pete Carroll's cashing a check in Vegas. He's going to be fired at the end of the season. They're going to have a new quarterback there next year. They're going to have a new coach there, new quarterback, and they'll have a second year running back in Ashton Jeanty as they try to build with Tom Brady as ownership. This season's over for the Raiders. Give me the Jags minus 2.5. Saints-Rams. Saints. Season's cooked. Saints are awful. This is the biggest spread in football right now. And I like that they made the change at quarterback at Tyler Shough from Louisville. They still lost 23-3. That's not covering the spread. They're not going to cover the spread this week. It's the largest spread of the weekend, and I'm taking it. Rams minus 14.5. Chiefs-Bills is the A-Wad Radio certified NFL game of the week, guaranteeing it will be worth your viewing pleasure. If you're running around on Sunday, you got to take the kids to soccer practice, you got to shop for the week at the grocery store, make sure you're locked in front of your TV for this one. 425 on CBS. Bills need this more with the Patriots having a great season in their division. Chiefs, I think, will still end up winning their division, even though the Broncos and the Chargers are having a good year. Bills need this one more, and they're at home. But Patrick Mahomes is quietly having an MVP season for the 5-3 Chiefs. Give me Kansas City, minus 1.5. I'll take Washington, plus 2.5 on Sunday night. And Monday Night Football, I'm taking the Cowgirls over the Cardinals. Dallas, minus 3.5. Those were AWOD's picks here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. Robert tweets me, AWOD, I love the show and your passion for the team. I'm not giving up on the season, and I'm going to the Lions game next week. We're undefeated every game I've been to, including when we beat Tom Brady with the Bucks. Which Robert went to the playoff game against the Bucks. All right, Robert, hopefully we can get a win this week and then get a win next week. And all of a sudden, things are looking up. I mean, just got to win your home games. Like, I know this has been a doom and gloom season, but win your home games. It's not over yet. I got another tweet here from 1981 Trading Company. AWOD, Debo should have caught that screen, but let's be honest, they called too many of those. I totally agree with him there. Those are bound to go wrong at some point, a drop, a tip ball, or just a massive loss of yardage. Never thought it was cool to consistently throw the ball to the line of scrimmage. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Cliff's doing. I mean, I do know that he ran the screen over and over again and then leaked out Luke McCaffrey for a walk-in touchdown earlier this year. So maybe that's what needs to happen. Is they're doing all this sideways stuff to set something up. But that needs to happen this weekend. We got to get the vertical passing game going. You're listening to A1 on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Wes is running the ones and twos. You could call in 1-800-636-1067. Wes, are you looking forward to the James Franklin era in Blacksburg?
Oh, yeah. Now, will it cost Virginia Tech $10 million? Yes, but I'm completely fine with that.
I'm glad you're on the right side of this. This is the best that Virginia Tech can get right now. And this is a man that has dominated recruiting in the DMV for a decade now. And, all right, he hasn't won the big game. When was the last time Virginia Tech played in the big game, right?
Virginia Tech doesn't have the right to say he doesn't win the big game because they don't even win games.
So I think this is I'm hearing sources that this is going to cost them a lot of money, but they can afford it, and they're going to get it done at the end of the season. And this is going to be a great hire for them. And I think it will get them back into contention in the ACC in a year or less. I think there might even be guys currently on Penn State that choose to follow him to Virginia Tech. This is the new era here of college football. You leave, you bring players with you. You have to hire a coach that can bring talent with them. And I'm sure there are a lot of high school seniors that would be interested in going to Blacksburg to play for Coach Franklin, because a lot of those guys probably grew up in Northern Virginia and liked Virginia Tech. That was the issue. The biggest issue for Virginia Tech over the last 5 to 8 years, Wes, has been all the talent from Norfolk, D.C., Maryland, going elsewhere. That's not going to happen anymore with James Franklin. This is a big hire. And then you got UVA having a great season, and they've got another anonymous donation of like $10 million to the program. My goodness, they're going to keep winning. So I think this is going to be a very interesting next few years with the landscape of college football changing every single day, it feels like here. But once you get some momentum, you can build off of that with UVA. And for Virginia Tech, I know there are some people that are like, I can't believe you're going back to the Penn State well after you did that with Brent Pry and it worked out so miserably. James Franklin is different, and James Franklin has proven that he will put together a very talented roster, very talented roster. I mean, just look at how good Tyler Warren's playing right now in the NFL, right? There's so many great Penn State players that are dominating the league right now, and James Franklin recruited most of them. So that, I just wanted to squeeze that in here, as there's a ton of really good college football games today. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's get to AWOD Radio's Keys to Victory and Pathway to Success here against the Seattle Seahawks. Key number one at home, you got to be able to drive the ball down the field. What is a quarterback's favorite thing to do is to turn the ball to a running back and let him pick up the first down. We have to be able to run the ball successfully. That was the difference between this year and last year. That and then running the ball and then having the vertical game after that to then get into the end zone, right? But it starts with the running game. And I know, Dan, I thought it was interesting when Dan Quinn was asked about the rushing attack, and he said he didn't like some of the targeting, meaning like the offensive linemen know they're going to target this guy to make a block, and they were missing that. And we saw that a ton last week, the week before that. It feels like for 3 weeks in a row now, we've been turning the ball into Bill's hands, and he's been getting 1 yard. And I think it goes hand in hand with his fumbling issue, because I think his vision has fallen off a little bit. And Jeremy McNichols has been Jeremy Mc don't forget about me, I run Mc angry, give me the football. Whoever it is, we have to be able to run the ball successfully. That's Jaden's speed as well. So the first key to victory for Washington, over 100 yards of rushing. And at the end of the game, when we look at the box score, it needs to say over 3.3 yards per carry. To win this game, we need to be able to basically run for first downs like we did all of last year. Second key to victory. Second key to victory is the key to your house. At home, we cannot let Seattle go up and down the field. It starts with third down stops, but the second key to victory is a total of less than 400 yards of total offense given up. 400 yards. That's what I'm asking for. For this defense to give up less than 400 yards to You know, maybe they bend but don't break, but they don't let a team get all the way in. At some point in this game, we're going to need a three and out. We're going to need a key defensive stand maybe right before the half. But the Chiefs got – at the end of the day, that was way too many yards for the Chiefs. And although they made the turnovers in the first half, they didn't beat themselves in the second half. And the 432 yards of offense was enough for them to win. And Cowboys felt like had 1,000 yards of offense. Bears moved the ball down the field against Washington way too easily. Way too easily. We gave up 381 in that game. And we should have won. So under 400 yards defense, giving that up to the Seattle Seahawks. Under 400 yards, that's the second key. Third key to victory is the key to your safe where you keep all of the cash. And I don't think we're winning the game without this. Third key to victory is points on the first drive of the game. And something on the first drive of the second half. Basically, I'm asking for this team to just play four full quarters. Two halves of football. Points on the first drive of the game. So that we're not blanked in the first quarter again. Points on the first drive of the game. We had a really good script last week, and then Debo dropped it. But that was, Cliff had a good game plan there on that first scripted drive, and it hasn't been the best with Jaden. So those guys need to be locked in. We got to get points on the first drive of the game. Let our defense play with a lead, and then first drive of the second half. It's always crucial to at least go past midfield and don't give them good field position. Pathway to success here. I think we have to find a way to get more sacks on Sam Darnold than Jaden takes. And Jaden, I think, will do a good job of avoiding the sack and running away from opponents, but we've got to put pressure on Sam Darnold. The obvious is we have to limit Jaxon Smith-Njigba's explosive plays. Jaden needs to stay healthy, and this has to be a Debo game. It has to be. Terry McLaurin's out. There's no reason to talk about him anymore. I could have done a whole segment on, you know, who's at fault here? Was it Terry's fault? Was it his agent's fault? Was it Adam Peters' fault? Is he really getting injured because he missed training camp? Or is it a fluke injury? I don't want to talk about McLaurin. He's not on the field on Sunday. Debo is. And he's our biggest explosive playmaker. He's our best weapon. He's the legit number one. And even though we haven't seen that from him in the last few weeks, I think he's working towards being back to full health with that heel injury. I thought we overused him early in the season because we didn't have Terry McLaurin. But Debo is one of the big pathways to success here, is getting Debo involved in this game early and often and let him create an explosive play. We'll give you my official score prediction. We'll take more of your phone calls next. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Appreciate you riding with me here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Take Command is coming up next. It is Logan Paulson with Grant Paulson. Yeah, the Paulsons back together again. Love their breakdowns of the Washington Commanders. Just gave out my keys to victory and pathway to success. I think we have to run the ball successfully over 100 yards and 3.3 yards per carry. Like, it needs to be that we can hand it off to Bill or Rodriguez or McNichols, and Jaden doesn't have to do everything because we can run the ball for first downs. We have to give up less than 400 yards of total offense, and that's a lot of yards right there. But Seattle can go up and down the field, have to stop them on third downs. I think we need points on the first drive and points on the first drive of the second half as well. It's kind of my stance here. If we don't play a full four quarters, we're not going to win this one. Pathway to success, more sacks than on Sam Darnold than they get on Jaden Daniels. Limit Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and it's got to be a Debo game. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. Mitch in Jersey. What's up, Mitch? How are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you? Happy Halloween, bud.
Yeah, happy Halloween. There's the first thing over here. But I just say, all these primetime games, I hope they're not rushing Jaden Daniels, and let's see our defensive line get going and a rushing attack to appear for once this season. You know, I'm a big fan of Chris Rodriguez. You know, still don't know why they traded Brian Robinson, but we got to get a running game going. I don't want to see Jaden Daniels lead the rushing. I hope he doesn't get hurt, you know. Thanks again.
Yeah. I mean, believe me, I'm very worried about him getting hurt. I don't think there's any talk that they actually rushed him back because he was full at practice and he had a good workout in last Sunday before the Monday night game against the Chiefs. And it wasn't that terrible of an injury. And maybe he would have come back against the Cowboys if that game wasn't already decided. But, yeah, I mean, we definitely need to be able to run the football. I mean, it starts right there, and that is winning in the trenches, which has been just so disappointing this season. I want to get to the most important players for Washington to win, and I'll give you guys my official score prediction. Usually, you guys know the MIPS, the most important players for the Commanders to win. I choose like an undercover player, like a surprise X factor. This one's different. This one's Jayden Daniels is back. And if Jayden Daniels has a great performance, we can beat anyone. Defensively, I think the most important players start on the defensive line for Washington. We've got to find a way to disrupt what Seattle wants to do offensively. Can we stop Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet and make Sam Darnold throw the ball 40 times? The special teams has been special, and they've got to pick up for the defense and the offense. Like, Luke's kick returns have been so special this year. He might be a Pro Bowler at kick return. The problem is that we're not making the most of his kick returns because we're not playing complimentary football. That absolutely needs to happen, but the special teams have to stay special. I'm not giving up on Jalen Lane, but that was awful. I don't know why we're not coaching them up better when it's a line drive like that. Well, first off, like, scratch everything, and I know I'm saying special teams are special, but if it's one of those kicks right there, let it go into the end zone. We will proudly take the ball at the 35-yard line. I'd love that. That's why you're seeing more points being scored in the NFL. Because at the 35-yard line, a good offense is two first downs away from field goal range, right? So Jalen Lane needs to be coached up better that he don't even try to attempt to make that catch there with all your momentum going sideways. Let that go. If it goes right to you and you're inside of the, you know, the 20 to the 5, you return that thing. But he was trying to make a special play, and Von Miller made a great point. It was like three plays in a row, awful Washington play. He came on the junkies and he was like, yeah, he missed on the play in which Mahomes rolled out and then gave it to Kareem Hunt for an easy touchdown. And then the next play was the bad kick return by Jalen Lane. And then I think they had a holding penalty on like the next play after that. It was just like it spiraled out of control. And hopefully the veterans in that room can calm things down here because it feels doom and gloom, feels like the sky is falling. They still have everything to play for, especially these home games. If you win, if is a big if here, right? But if you win Seattle, Detroit, Denver, Philly, and Dallas, you're absolutely going to give yourself a chance. You're absolutely going to give yourself a chance. And we'll see what happens when we go to Madrid. I felt really good about it a few weeks ago. I still feel pretty good about it, but I do think Miami's playing a little bit better. And they just announced that McDaniel is going to keep his job. I would have loved it if they had like fired him right before that game. But we should be able to win that one. We absolutely have a chance here if we can get. I think you have to try to get back to 5-6 by the bye week to give yourself an opportunity at the end of the season. But with Jayden Daniels back, anything is possible. And I put the number for Washington to win at 29. I don't think they're winning this game if they can't score 29 points. That's the number. And if they scored 29 points every game this year, they'd be 6-2. And we'd have a million calls, people hyping up this team. Instead, it felt like all the calls we got today were people comparing it to the Snyder era. Believe me, the Cowboys loss stunk of the Snyder era. But there's some reason, like that Monday night game, maybe it was because Wes, you tell me. Maybe it's because I did the show all doom and gloom. I thought the season was over. I thought we were going to get embarrassed by the Chiefs. It wasn't that bad to lose 28-7 for some reason because of that. Like, and the fact that we showed some fight in the first half against the multiple Super Bowl champs and league MVP maybe again in Patrick Mahomes. We showed some fight. I liked the changes. They were positive. We played faster in that game, and now we get Jayden Daniels back as we try to put it all together for a full four quarters. So I've got Washington winning this game 29-24. 29-24, Washington wins by getting Deebo Samuel involved in this game. We need Luke McCaffrey or somebody to be our vertical threat down the field. We got to be able to run the football in this one as well. And defensively, more of getting the speed guys on the field and seeing what they can do. Tyler Owens, McGee out there making plays. Luvu rushing the passer. He had 8 sacks last year, I think. Like, he's got 2 right now. So he's got to affect the game more. Tackles for loss, flying around, big thumping plays. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. Appreciate you guys making me part of your Saturday morning commute. Appreciate Wes running the ones and twos. I know he'll be rooting for the Hokies today against Louisville. I'll see you guys next Saturday here on The Fan. Appreciate you listening to the show. Go Commanders. Go.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.